Chapter 11. The Interpreter Showed More. Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivedst thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Luke 16, verse 25. Two children in a room. After this, I saw that the interpreter took Christian by the hand again. He brought him into another little room. There the two small children were sitting on chairs. The older child's name was Passion, the feeling that you want something now. The other child's name was Patience. With Passion, nothing was ever good, but Patience was a contented child. Christian looked at the children a moment and then asked, "What is the reason that Passion is so discontented?" "That is because he always wants everything immediately," the interpreter answered. "But his master does not want that. He wants to save the best for later. He thinks that Passion must wait at least until the beginning of next year. Patience is a totally different child. He is willing to wait." I saw someone walk up to Passion with a bag full of treasures. He emptied the bag at his feet. Passion immediately began to take and grab. Without asking, he acted as if everything was his. Patience quietly watched. Passion saw that he had everything, and Passion had nothing. He began to mock Patience and laughed at him. But Passion did not enjoy his treasures very long. He could not be careful and lost the treasures one after another. In the end, he only had some old rags remaining. The rest of the treasure was gone. Then Christian asked the interpreter, "Are you willing to explain what this means?" The interpreter nodded and explained, "Passion is like the people of the world as it is now. Patience is like the people of the world which is to come, of the renewed world. You saw how Passion immediately wanted everything, right? Well, that is how the people of this world are too. They grab and gather everything together. In the short time they are living here, they want everything. They only think of a good life. They are not able to wait for the world to come. Even if God said 10 times that life quickly passes away and that they must seek for that which never perishes, they do not believe it. They are not able to wait. But you also saw that Passion did not enjoy his treasures very long. They were gone in no time. The same happens with the people of the world, too. Now I see that Patience is much wiser," Christian responded. "He waits for the best, and he will enjoy glory hereafter, and then Passion will have nothing anymore." "You are right," the interpreter stated. "You may add something to it. Patience will enjoy hereafter forever. That glory will never end, while Passion's pleasure was gone almost right away. He could laugh at Patience, but he had better stop doing that. Patience is the one that should laugh. Now Patience has nothing, but afterwards he will have everything. And then it is over for Passion. If you want to be first, an end will come to it. An end will not come when you are last. It was the same as with poor Lazarus. He lay at the gate of the rich man. How gladly he would have received a few crumbs from his table. but he received nothing. Dogs came and began to lick his sores. In the meantime, the rich man lived an enjoyable and bountiful life. When the poor man died, he was carried into Abraham's bosom. The rich man died too and was lost. When he came in hell, he asked for help. But Abraham honestly said, "You experienced the good during your life, and Lazarus the evil. But now Lazarus is comforted, and you are tormented." Christian said, "Now I understand. You must not try getting everything in this life. It is better to wait for the things to come. God saves the best for last." "You are correct," the interpreter replied, "for the things which you see now are temporary. They will pass. But the things you do not see, those things are eternal. They always remain. But you know the things of here and now are so close by, and our earthly-minded hearts love them so much. It does not want to think of eternity. We find it strange to be busy with thoughts of eternity." A fire that kept burning. I saw the interpreter taking Christian by his hand. He brought him to a new place. At this place, a fire was burning against a wall. A man was standing by the fire. He continually threw water on the fire, for he wanted to quench it. But how strange! The fire was not quenched. Instead, it burned even higher and became hotter also. Questioningly, Christian looked at the interpreter. "Now what is the meaning of this?" "That fire is just like God's work of grace in your heart," the interpreter told him. "God works in your life even though you did not deserve it. But do you know who is not happy about this? The devil. He is just like the man with the water. He tries to stop the Lord's work, but he cannot do that. You saw the flames burning higher and higher, didn't you?" Christian nodded. "Shall I show you why this happens?" "Yes, please." "Come with me." The interpreter took Christian along and let him look behind the wall. Another person was standing there. He had a vessel in his hand, a vessel that contained oil. He secretly held the vessel above the fire. All the time, oil was flowing out of it, and you could see what was happening. The flames shot up. "But what is the meaning of it?" Christian asked. "That man is Christ," the interpreter explained. "He takes care that his work continues. His children will always have grace. You will always see something of it, for the work of grace can never be quenched. The devil tries, but he cannot stop God's work." When we stood by the fire, we could not see that man, could we? He stood behind the wall. We only saw the man with the water. It is often the same with a child of the Lord. The devil tries to quench the work of God. Then it is very difficult to believe that Christ is there too. But he is there. He takes care of his own work. A beautiful palace. Again, the interpreter took Christian by the hand. He brought him to a very pleasant place. A beautiful palace stood there. On the roof of the palace, a few people with golden clothing were walking. Christian looked at it in amazement. He was delighted. "May we go in there too?" he asked. The interpreter took him by the hand and brought him up to the door, for the palace was built on a high place. At the door were very many people. It seemed as if all of them wanted to enter. Still, they did not dare to enter. A little way from the door sat a man who had a table in front of him. On the table lay a book and a pen. The man had to write down the names of the people who entered. But entering was not easy. Just look at the door. Men were standing next to the door with weapons. When someone wanted to enter in, they attacked him and tried to hurt him as much as they could. Christian did not understand this at all. Why is this necessary? In the meantime, almost everyone walked away from the door because everyone feared the men at the door. But in the end, Christian saw a man coming to the front. He looked very brave. He walked up to the man by the table and said, "Sir, you may write my name down." When his name was written down, Christian saw the man take a sword and put a helmet on his head. Then he went to the door, directly to the men with the weapons. Furiously they came at him, but the man remained brave. He attacked them and hit them with his sword so that they were wounded. He himself was wounded too. Still, he made his way right through those men. They could not stop him. A little later, he forced his way into the palace. He heard voices already, for the people in the palace and on the roof of the palace called to him, "Come in, come in, eternal glory thou shalt win." Then the man went inside. He received the same clothing as the other people there. "I think I know the meaning of this," Christian smiled. "Let me go there now too." "No," the interpreter said. "Wait a moment first. I must show you more, and then you may continue your journey." Explanation. Again, Christian went into three rooms. The interpreter taught him much. Likewise, the Lord teaches his children new things time and again. Christian could tell about this. "Do you know what I must learn? That I should not always desire the best on earth. I must patiently wait for the Lord. I learned this when I saw those two children. I also learned that the Lord's work can never be quenched. I saw this at the fire that continually received oil. In the end, I saw a man who went into the palace fighting. I must not think it will be easy to go to heaven. There are enemies. The devil and sin do not want me to travel to heaven. They want to stop me. Only by the power of God am I able to come there."